You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. We are winding down year two of this pandemic economy, but despite COVID cases on the rise, along with flight cancellations, we are in a very different place than we were this time last year. To review the economy in the week that was and the year that was, I'm joined by Neela Richardson at ADP and Heather Long at The Washington Post. Welcome, you two.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Neela, since I was just talking about those flight cancellations, let's go with an airline analogy. What are some of the economic sort of headwinds following us or pushing us as we go into 2022?
So the headwinds that will keep growth a little more capped, I think, next year is still supply chain shortages and bottlenecks. That's going to persist much longer than anybody wants it to, probably through the first half of 2022 at least. Another headwind will be inflation related to supply. Higher prices definitely put a crimp on spending for consumers. And remember, consumers are 70% of the economy, so higher prices is not great for that. I'm going to add a couple more: immigration and the lack thereof. I think that's really hurt the labor market and made it less vibrant. And infrastructure, because we haven't done it yet, and it's going to take a lot of congressional attention next year to try and get it done.
Wow, those are several things I want to come back to. But Heather, what about you? What headwinds are you looking at?
I think Neela did a great list. I would just add that I'm still really worried about the struggles for the daycare and the education sector to fully heal. We still are way down on employment in those sectors, more than 10% down in daycare still. And obviously, until we can get the daycare and childcare situation fully stabilized, we will continue to see millions of women who are unable to come back to the workforce. And also, I think with the Federal Reserve planning to raise interest rates, obviously they're doing that to try to control inflation a little bit. But anytime you see a rising rate environment, it tends to spook the stock market, and it tends to put a little bit of, intentionally so, a little bit of the brakes on the housing, home purchases, car purchases, and these sorts of things. So it's just a bit of a rockier environment as we head into 2022.
But not all bad news, because we do have low unemployment, for example. Heather, talk to me about tailwinds pushing us in a good way into 2022.
Yeah, I'm normally an optimist, so I prefer this yes. discussion. Obviously, super strong job market, as you were pointing out. We still have 11 million job openings in this country and for 6.9 million unemployed. So it's still very much a market for job seekers. We're seeing really strong wage increases across the board, especially for people who earn $15 an hour or less and desperately need to have those wage increases. I think the most important factor of all, though, is we are finally, as a nation, beginning to learn to live with this virus. It doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean we don't have pauses and starts and stops. But I think with Omicron, you know, we're starting to get more and more people vaccinated, more and more people understanding how to control the risks a little bit better. And so I am fairly optimistic that 2022 will be the year where it may not totally be behind us, but we can get back to something a lot more normal. And indeed, the pandemic in 1918 took about 3 years to fully subside.
Oof. Well, let's hope we don't have all the after effects of that one coming out of this. Neela, you mentioned infrastructure. The infrastructure bill actually did make it through this year. That money should eventually be coming down the pipeline. What else are you looking at sort of legislatively in the coming year when it comes to the economy?
I think the child care credit, the tax credit, might be something that's still on the docket, and also the social infrastructure that has been so important to manage the pandemic. If you go back to what Heather was saying about child care workers being down and then not having that kind of child care support and infrastructure and daycare facilities for working families, that's a big deal, and it's been a big deal in terms of the labor market. So we're looking to see if that is something that catches fire, but also how companies are transitioning through this time. We know that digital, internet, broadband has been a huge tool, and it's been widespread in corporate America. Can we get rural America caught up through broadband? Can we make sure that our urban neighborhoods also have widespread internet so that people are not reliant on, you know, parking lots of restaurants to get their internet, right? That it's widespread and available so everyone can participate in this new economy.
So let's look forward to this time next year, and we're looking back at 2022. What do you think is going to be the big economic story that we're going to be like, wow, that happened? Heather, you go first.
Oh boy, crystal balls have been incredibly hard during this pandemic. I think on the optimistic side, I would say I'm pretty confident that the virus will be much less of a discussion in a year from now. On the pessimistic side, I do think it could be a really rough year for stocks. I know you'll do a stock rundown in just a minute. It's been a great year in 2021, but with those interest rates going up and basically the market being really priced for perfection, it just wouldn't take a lot to have a 10% correction or even a potential bear market at some point. And while that's not the end of the world to see stocks go down a little bit, that's not the economy. It does have a big psychological factor on people when they start to see stocks in the red.
What about you, Neela? What do you think we're going to be talking about this time next year?
Well, I agree so much with Heather, but I'm going to disagree a little bit on interest rates because they're so rock bottom low. I mean, they're so low. Yeah, they're going up, but they're not going to go up by much. And definitely they're not going to go back to historical averages of 5 and 6%. So we still have a lot of money sloshing around this economy. A lot of money's been made in terms of asset prices. I think that's a big tailwind. And I also think that people are going to get back on planes where we first started. I think tourism is going to be hot, especially in the second half of the year. You got all these early retirees with nothing to do. Digital nomads, remote workers, people are going to travel, and I think that's going to help boost the global economy.
Oh, I know my mom is so looking forward to traveling again. Neela Richardson at ADP and Heather Long at the Washington Post, thank you both so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
And yeah, Happy New Year to you too as well. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.